Welcome to Buckeyes Tomorrow Morning for Friday, November 25th. I'm your host, Tom Moore. The game against Michigan is tomorrow. With the game now roughly 24 hours away, I wanted to revisit some of the things we learned from Ohio State head coach Ryan Day and defensive coordinator Jim Knowles earlier in the week. There was obviously a whole lot to talk about, and while it was pretty clear the program was not interested in spilling any secrets, you can also learn a lot just by hearing how they talk about certain situations or players. One example of that is true freshman Dallin Hayden. With the injuries to Mayan Williams and Trevion Henderson, Hayden has been forced into a bigger role than you or the Ohio State coaching staff probably expected this season. So is he someone that Day considers ready to be the main guy in a big spot?
Yeah, hard to say, but you know, see the way he stepped up last week was certainly tremendous and encouraging as we move into, this rivalry week. And, great to see him taking care of the football. That's the number one thing we need. And so he'll have to have a good week of practice. And, I know he's got to prepare hard to get ready to play in this game.
Of course, Ohio State is not the only team with injury-related questions going into this weekend's big game. Michigan's Blake Corum injured his knee last weekend, and there are conflicting reports about just how much he'll play and how effective he might be if he does. So how does that uncertainty about such a crucial player impact how the Buckeyes are preparing for this game?
He's a great player. We're going to prepare for him to play. We expect him to play, and we'll just do the best we can. They're a very good offense. They have plenty of running backs, plenty of good players. So while he is very, very good, we'll just continue to prepare for all of them.
We have seen Ohio State seasons both defined and driven by losses the year before. The 2020 Buckeyes were absolutely motivated by a close and frustrating loss to Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl at the end of 2019. And of course, they came back and whomped Clemson in the Sugar Bowl the following year. So how much has this season been driven or shaped by Ohio State's loss in Ann Arbor last fall?
Well, I think you're shaped by whatever's happened in your past. And we have scars. And it motivated us all offseason. So we've worked very hard to get to this moment right here, and now it's time to go prepare the best we can, and that's what we're going to focus on, physically, mentally, and emotionally, to go play the hardest game we've ever played. And we'll find out where we're at on Saturday.
On Monday, we were up in Ann Arbor to hear Jim Harbaugh talk about the fact that if his injured running backs, Blake Corum or Donovan Edwards, couldn't practice, they wouldn't play. So that was really interesting to be in the room when Ryan Day on Tuesday gave a very different answer to that very same question about his injured running backs, Trevion Henderson and Mayan Williams.
You're in week 12 here, so it's not like it's early in the season. These guys are experienced. So, I think early in the year you'd say, well, if they hadn't practiced all week, it's going to be hard for them to play in a game. We'd like for them to practice, and we're going to plan on them to practice. But if they miss a little bit here and there to get healthy to go play in the game, then we'll adjust accordingly. But these are veteran players who have played a lot of football.
Something else that we heard from Jim Harbaugh that was interesting this week was that he didn't feel like the rivalry was defined by hate. You hear hate a lot when you hear Ohio State and Michigan fans and sometimes players talking about each other and the other program, but Harbaugh said it doesn't have to be a hateful game. In Ryan Day's opinion, does he at least think there's room for a little, not liking each other a whole lot? Is that at least okay in Ryan Day's book?
Well, it's one of the greatest rivalries there is in the country, and any time you're fighting tooth and nail to win the game because of what's on the line, there's friction at times. It's just the way it works, and we try to just focus on ourselves, focus on respecting the rivalry by working it every day out of the year, and going to go play as hard as we possibly can on Saturday.
Maybe this game isn't defined by hate, but you can definitely argue that this particular edition of the game is defined by revenge. So how does Ryan Day approach that, not only this week, but for the full 12 months between these games?
Well, I think you can't just get yourself going the week of. You have to build and try to recognize the things that you need to get better at and then address them, get them fixed, so that when you're there again, you're more prepared for the moment. And that's really, the focus of it. And I think you start talking about some of those other things, you can get distracted on what the most important thing is right now. And I think when you're playing an emotional game in a big game like this, the easy thing to do is say, let's just get to Saturday. Let me just get to the game. But we have to utilize every single minute. We have that countdown in our building, and every time a minute clicks off of that, there's one less minute for you to prepare for the game. So let's utilize every single minute we have to get ready to go, kick the ball off at noon so we're ready to roll.
There is a whole lot on the line this weekend. The Big Ten East title, number one, a trip to Indianapolis, number two, more than likely a almost guaranteed spot in the college football playoff. But is this game also something of a referendum on Day and his program and what they're really made of?
Well, I just think, you know, I think about my first year being the head coach here, and one of the first things we started off the whole press conference was, it comes down to this game, and then you have to win every game after it. So it's not changed. It's been like this for 100 years here. So I get it. But obviously, this is a great opportunity. You know, both teams are undefeated. You know, two top, you know, three teams in the country going together at the end of the year. You know, this is what it's all about.
You probably know that Ohio State football has won a lot of football games since Brian Day took over the program. Saturday is actually going to be the 50th game of his career as Ohio State's head coach, and his record currently stands at 45-4. That is a 918 winning percentage. That's the highest of any active coach, higher than any legendary coach you can think of, Newt Rockne, Frank Leahy, Urban Meyer, you name it, all behind Brian Day currently in winning percentage. But man, that one loss in Ann Arbor last year, and the way it happened, has threatened to not only define Day, but also his whole program. So, what has that been like to have the physicality and toughness of the program questioned like that?
Well, I think, you know, when you focus on this year and the things that have been done, you've seen a lot of good play. You've seen us really work towards this moment right here. Listen, when you lose this game, it's a tough year. There's no hiding from that, but there's only one way to handle it. That's to go back to work, address the issues that you think need to get addressed. So when you go back to play the game, you're ready to roll. You know, so we got, you know, a few more days here to get ready to prepare. But up until this moment, we've done everything we can to get to this moment right here and be ready to go. And so, you know, when you get to play on Saturday, you get to play with a lot of confidence because you've known you've been working towards this moment for so long. And then you go play as hard as you possibly can.
There is no game that defines an Ohio State coach's career quite like the Michigan game. If I say the name John Cooper, most Buckeye fans will immediately remember his record against Michigan, maybe faster than they might recall a family member's birthday. It defined Jim Tressel's tenure, too. Yeah, he won the 2002 National Championship. He also won 9 of 10 games against Michigan and completely changed the rivalry in the process. Then Urban Meyer goes 7-0. That was every bit as big of a deal as the 2014 national title. So how much pressure does Day feel with his record against the Wolverines currently sitting at 1-1?
I mean, I think anytime you're here and you're playing in this game, you're going to feel it. Doesn't matter, you know, what your record's been. You feel it anytime you're, you know, at Ohio State because you know what's on the line. But, you know, we're not going to sit here and start to think about all that. We're going to just really focus on, you know, having a great week of preparation and playing really, really hard. And then, you know, when it's all said and done, we'll look back and kind of see, you know, where all the tally marks are. But to me, this has nothing to do with anything other than this team and just preparing this team to play as hard as we possibly can on Saturday and then going from there.
Last year, after the win over Ohio State, Jim Harbaugh had plenty to say. On Monday, he didn't want to talk about last year when he said that Brian Day was born on third base and thought he hit a triple. Tuesday, Day was asked about that comment as well.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it right now. Maybe there's another time to hit on that. But like I said, you know, there's certain things you listen to. There's certain things you don't. And anytime you're at a high profile game with a lot of stuff going on, there's a lot of things said. But there's a time and a place to talk about that, and it's not now.
If you are kind of intrigued about whether the time to talk about that could come as soon as the post game press conference on Saturday, you're not alone. You may want to tune into the Buckeye Huddle post game show at youtube.com/Buckeye Huddle. Saturday, right after the game, we'll carry those Day comments live. Could get a little spicy. We'll have to see how that goes. All right, so you'll want us to subscribe to youtube.com/Buckeye Huddle. Go ahead and do that now. And then we're going to move on to defensive coordinator Jim Knowles. And while the toughness of the program on the whole has been questioned this year, no one is questioning the toughness of linebacker Tommy Eichenberg. He continues to play with not just one, but two broken hands.
Tommy's as tough as they come, as tough as, you know, any player I've been around, and you know, he kind of epitomizes what we want to be as a defense, and you know, I think as a program, because nothing is going to stop him. You know, no matter what the circumstance or the injury, he's going to show up.
The status of Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards may be up in the air, but Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy is, by all accounts, full go for Saturday and could present a unique challenge to the Buckeyes because of not only his arm, but also his legs. Running quarterbacks have given the Buckeyes trouble at times this season, so what kind of challenge does Knowles think McCarthy could present?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, we have a hard charging, aggressive defensive line. And I think that anytime you have guys who really get after it, scrambling can be an issue. So we continue to work on it, I guess I'll say. You know, we'll keep practicing. That's all. You know, I mean, it's definitely an issue, though, when you have guys that are going to get after the quarterback, and I'm glad we have them. You know, now it's my job to fix it.
When you're facing a quarterback like McCarthy, what can you actually do schematically to try to keep him under wraps?
Well, you have different ways to do it. You know, I'm not going to get technical here, but you know, you put some plans together. But ultimately, it does come down to, you know, your athletes versus, you know, their athlete. And you know, you just do everything you can to put guys into position, but it does become like controlled chaos, right? I mean, we try to make all these moves and chess pieces, and you know, we think we're doing a good job of it, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to control the uncontrollable. So you give your guys the best shot, and then you know, it's a matchup, and you go from there.
There might not have been a bigger storyline this spring on the defensive side of the ball than the Jack or Leo position. That is something that Knowles devised primarily as a run-stopping tool, and it sounds like this weekend is one of those games that it's designed to make a big difference in.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel that it is a tool, you know, in our toolbox to be able to handle all the different things that an offense like this throws at you, you know, and it's definitely a fix-it tool for us, and you know, we've worked hard to get it ready.
Knowles, of course, was hired just a couple of weeks after the Buckeyes lost to Michigan last year, and it is pretty clear that timing was not a coincidence. He was brought in and paid a whole lot of money to fix the issues that popped up in Ann Arbor last year. And it has been, you know, so far so good for the defense this season, but with that Michigan test looming tomorrow, is Knowles feeling any added pressure?
The job is the job. It's like I've said before, the process for me is the same. It's just that the expectations are different, you know. So you keep your process and your habits intact because that's what leads you to success. But yeah, I mean, you'd have to be numb not to feel it. You feel it, you know. But you stay focused on the moment and what can I do to give us an advantage? That's really the only thing that's always on my mind, right? And for me to feel this or feel that, or it doesn't give me any advantage, you know? So I want to always be pressing to find ways to give our defense an advantage.
Well, with the game just one day away, we are stepping up our game. The Buckeye Huddle team is going to have a live show Friday afternoon. I think we're tentatively planning on 12 to 2 in the afternoon, like full-blown team coverage. We're expecting to have people together in a room that we've never had together in a room before. This is going to be a very big deal. You are going to want to be there. YouTube.com/Buckeye Huddle. Again, plan on noon on Friday. But the best way to make sure you don't miss it is to be subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Buckeye Huddle. Hit that bell as well so you get notified. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. You can follow us at Buckeye Huddle or any of the members of our team. And, of course, also just sign up to be a member at BuckeyeHuddle.com. If you like our YouTube content, you like our podcast, there's way more where this stuff comes from. It is at all at BuckeyeHuddle.com on the Huddle board. That's where we have our insiders board. Lots of really fun conversation, really, really interesting content, exclusive content there on recruiting, on scheme stuff, on team coverage, all that good stuff, all at BuckeyeHuddle.com. Sign up today, give it a try for a month, and then if you like what you see, ask a relative for an annual membership for Christmas, and then bing, bang, boom, you're done. You've got your membership to a fantastic site for the next year, all covered. Seems like a pretty smart way to handle Christmas this year. Everyone's going to be asking you what you want. There's the answer. A membership at BuckeyeHuddle.com. That'll do it for today. Thank you guys all for joining us. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.